My friend, I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. He will establish it in person. I will read Supreme's inspired writings, translated into American English, at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is June 25th, 2026. According to the inspired solar lunar calendar, it is Tammuz 10, 5787. Now we are looking at terrifying events in the world today. The demons are absolutely in control. That's what Supreme has set for us, because we have to learn lessons. And he is going to straighten all this out over the next few years and establish the empire with his personal presence as the chief ruler on this planet. Now we are going to have to pay attention and understand that he is the ruler now of his people, even though no one heeds him on this earth except for his group. It's very small number of men, women, and children. So we're continuing in Amos 4, verse 1. Fertile lands cows, that's Bashan's cows. And he explains who they are, who are in Watching Place Mountain. That was the segment of Israel to the north of Judah. Those two empires were separate. Those oppressing weak, so these are called cows, but I don't think I would say that they are cows in the sense of the animal, because animals don't do these things. But these vile people oppress weak. Those crushing destitute, they crush the destitute. Till their foundations. That's interesting. Well, it doesn't look like I translated that right. So, anyway, I guess I prepared the day in advance. I prepared today, but I'm finding mistakes that I have made here. Those crushing the destitute and saying, here. Till their lords, it is here. That's the word for Baal, which you may know by now if you've been listening. Tell their lords. Bring us drink. Okay. Bring us drink. This next part two here, so got that. Now we read in verse 2, my controller, that is Adonai, my controller, eternal originator, that is Yahweh, guarantees in his distinction. He speaks very uniquely and conveys these things totally different from what anyone else does. You will notice days will come on you. He will lift you with hooks. That's the enemy. What is left of you with fishing hooks? Verse 3, you will go out bursts. A woman will be conspicuous. Eternal originator communicates. You will be thrown down main mountain. Verse 4, mighty one's place, you came and rebelled. Will you increasingly rebel? You bring your appreciation slaughter presentations for mourning for 3 days of your tents. So they were not handling the situation at the temple with the proper presentations. And one of those was, of course, to present the 10% of their benefits that they received. I'm not sure how that is translated here. Yeah, there it is, the benefits they received in cattle or in crops. Verse 5, you must present grateful praise presentations from yeast food. That's what they did anciently. We do it differently now. We usually get on our knees to present praise. We don't have the same payment for land that we have not inherited, that we are an agrarian society and must pay the 10% and get the 90% type of situation they were in. You must proclaim voluntary presentations. So today, just as then, he wants us to be making presentations. You must heed. That's the most important presentation. We must listen. We must heed. We must pay attention to. We must obey. We must be completely subject to, as Amos puts it here, my controller, eternal originator. He communicates, most powerful prevails. That's the meaning of the word Israel. Most powerful prevails, sons. You will love his revelation. Why does he say that? Because he reveals the great future, the brilliant plan, purpose, I should say, that he has. You will love this revelation of controller, eternal originator. Verse 6, I will give you clean teeth. You know, that's what I've noticed, that by the time you're my age, usually all your teeth are gone, or, you know, many of them are damaged. Now, when I looked at 3,000-year-old early Americans back in Illinois at Dixon Mounds, those people had great teeth. No dentists and no junk. We call it junk food. No, that's not food. No, they didn't eat junk. I will give to you clean teeth. So that means we're going to have to become an agrarian society. In all your towns and lack of food in all your locales, what about cities? Well, I don't think we're going to have cities. I think that's one of the abominations of this planet. I've lived in cities and I've never found one I never want to live in. Eternal originator communicates. You may not turn to me. That's about the way it is, boss. We will not turn to you. No, not a chance. Verse 7, I will withhold the rain from you with 3 months still to the harvest. So that ruined the harvest anciently. And it's going to affect us today, whether we are farming or not. I will rain in one town. I will not rain in another town. How about water? Do we realize how marginal our water is? When water's gone, we dry up and blow away. In other words, we thirst to death. One parcel will have rain. A parcel that did not have rain on it will dry up. Isn't that pretty plain? That's the way it was anciently, and that's the way it is for us right now. Two to three towns will stagger to one town to drink waters. Whoa, that's really desperate. We're headed right into that in the next few days and weeks. They will not be satisfied. Eternal Originator communicates, you may not turn back to me. Oh, I don't think that's a question. You will not turn back to me is what he could have said there. Yeah, verse 9, I will strike you with blight and paleness. Your gardens, your vineyards, your fig trees, your olive trees will increase. The locusts will devour. We don't even have any idea where food comes from, so we wouldn't understand this. My son and our son, I should say, and daughter gave us a fig tree in Arizona. So we know what fig trees are like. And olive trees were across the street from us, so we're familiar with that. It's a different world we live in city dwelling. Eternal Originator communicates, continuing verse 9, you may still not turn back to me. Well, again, he could say, you will not turn back to me yet. That's the way it is. I hate for that to be a prophecy, but it's the correct prediction of what we are. Verse 10, I will send plague in you. What is plague? This is a blow like he threw into ancient Egypt. Treading double stronghold. Whoa! He is talking about just like it was in ancient Egypt. I will kill your youths with sword. That's war right here in this country. Along with captivity, I will bring up horses. That's a terrible warring type of operation. I will cause your group stench to your nostrils. Well, when he speaks in this language thousands of years ago, I think we can understand it today. It may be electric or gas vehicles, but it will be horrible war. I will cause your group stench to your nostril. We will smell the smell of death and feces. It will be, you know, we talk about a swamp. That's not the problem. The cesspool is a swamp. I saw the cesspool when we lived out on the farm. I saw the cesspool when we vacationed in a place where there was an open cesspool. It is not something you want to see. It's a stinky, horrible type of situation. Eternal Originator communicates, you have not turned back to me. See, he sees that that's not going to happen. And so he says this in the past tense for the future. Verse 11, I will overthrow you as most powerful overthrew demon and tyranny. You remember what he did there? Demon, of course, that's Sodom and Gomorrah. He rained fire. And you remember Lot's wife? She wasn't just burned to a crisp, she was reduced to a pile of ashes very quickly. Although I think translations will mislead you on that one. I mean, a bit mistranslations, okay? You are like a poker snatched from burning. I think that's true of the few of us that he is working with now. We're like the poker, if that were a wooden stick, snatched from burning, where it would no longer exist. Eternal Originator communicates, you have not turned back to me. He is recognizing the fact that we are backsliding rebels, stubborn fools. Therefore, consequently, verse 12, I will achieve this for you. Most powerful prevails. That, of course, is Israel. This is what he will achieve for them. You must prepare to encounter your most powerful. This is what we've got to do, is we've got to straighten up and clear our direction in accordance with his command. You will notice one who forms the mountains. Who does form the mountains? creates wind. Who does create wind and makes known to man what his thinking is? He's the only one. Anybody that tells you what's going on in humanity is probably sort of taking a wild guess. But humanity is seething in demonism and choosing death. What we need is to choose life and obey Supreme's directions. Makes darkness dawn. Have you ever seen that? It's so dark right now. Well, maybe not. If I looked out the window, I might see a little bit of light. And treads on earth's high places. Wow, who can do that? I have trouble treading on the land. I took a walk the other day with a friend, and she pushed another friend, and we were getting our exercise, I guess you'd say. His name, who is this guy who does all this? His name, Eternal Originator, Group's Most Powerful. Yeah, I hope you're acquainted with him, because you're going to be facing him face to face, unless you're one of, 90% of the people that are going to be dead by the time he gets here. I don't know. We are so foolish, and we don't seem to understand that death is just poised and ready to destroy us completely in the very near future, like in the days and weeks ahead of us. We're not talking years from now, not by any stretch of the imagination. So we must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee lying. We must flee coveting. We must flee stealing. We must flee killing. And if you are killing the unborn, you are calling it by another name. It's still murder. We must be being renovated. We have to be being converted or changed, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.